qui sont profonds présentement pour les gyms, autant moi que les autres gyms, là, des stimacs qui sont vraiment profonds, là, qu'il va falloir se battre. Donc, le défi, ce n'est pas le masque, le défi, ce n'est pas le 2 mètres à l'intérieur, le défi, c'est vraiment convaincre les gens que c'est assez sécuritaire, ils peuvent revenir s'entraîner et venir faire ce qu'ils aiment. C'est ça le grand défi.
But have you seen any benefits, any collateral benefits? Because sometimes we like to focus on the negative, and it's like, oh my God, we have to be social distance and this and that. But have you seen any benefits from this whole situation?
Business-wise?
Business-wise, social-wise, like for me, for example, I think that well, one of the benefits of me having worn the mask, like from almost the beginning, like a month after the thing until very recently, is that I have allergies. And normally in April, May, my allergies are like boom, are very high. And like I actually didn't have much allergies. Now I'm getting a bit more comfortable, and I'll go for a walk and I won't have my mask on. But when I'm going to work, I'll always have my mask on. I've been, getting the allergy symptoms again. But throughout the whole April, May, which is usually allergy season for me, I didn't have any allergies. And I attribute that to the fact that I had on a mask protecting me from inhaling the different allergens that cause my reactions. And I think that I have a theory that maybe, when cold and flu season comes, if we're still imposed to have our masks in, especially the metro, that it'll be less likely that there will be a lot of people getting sick, because the truth is, the cold and the flu kills more people in a year than even our famous COVID-19. Every single year, the cold and flu virus kills a lot of people. So I don't know. I feel like there's little benefits here and there that maybe people aren't seeing. Maybe you've noticed, as well.
Bénéfice du COVID, socialement, il n'y a pas beaucoup de bénéfices. Moi, je trouve que ça crée beaucoup de distance auprès des gens. Les gens sont plus méfiants l'un envers l'autre. Les gens, littéralement, moi, j'ai des amis, j'ai un ami professeur qui. Que à son école, elle voit des professeurs pleurer à cause qu'un élève est passé trop proche d'eux, là. Donc, c'est rendu là. Il y a une hystérie collective et les gens qui avaient, disons, des problèmes, je ne vais pas dire mentaux dans ce sens négatif, qu'ils avaient comme des. Ils étaient un peu plus à risque, on pourrait dire mentally. Qu'est-ce qui se passe durant la COVID, il y a eu des breakdowns. C'est comme ces gens-là qui sont tombés. On n'en parle pas. Il y a eu plusieurs suicides. Il y a eu plusieurs suicides durant la COVID. Durant la COVID, ils n'en parlent pas. Il y a eu beaucoup de suicides. Il y a eu beaucoup de jeunes qui se faisaient battre, beaucoup de femmes qui se faisaient battre, plus qu'à la normale. C'était toute cette situation-là qui a créé ça. Donc, moi, personnellement, socialement, je ne pense pas que ça créait, que ça a été positif. Côté sportif, on peut dire qu'il y a des gens qui ont découvert le sport. Il y a beaucoup de gens que, à cause de la COVID, ils travaillaient pas, ils sont sortis, ils ont commencé à courir, commencé à faire du vélo, ils ont commencé à s'entraîner à la maison, commencé à faire des vidéos online et s'entraîner. That's good. Ça, de ce côté-là, il y a des gens qui ont commencé à s'entraîner, tout ça. Business-wise, je dirais que le numérique, ça a accéléré le numérique au niveau des business. Côté numérique. Donc maintenant, là, si tu as un business, il faut que tu sois numérique. Il faut que tu trouves le moyen de rendre ta business valide, disponible on the net.
So it's kind of like all those sci-fi movies that we see where you have the hologram trainer and then you're at home and the trainer's in hologram and your whole class is a hologram class and you're So they're there to motivate you and stay with you. So it's kind of like a version of that that's happening right now.
Yes. Because, me as a gym, I have to find a way to bring my gym to your home.
Yeah.
To your place and have you doing it from your home.
Yeah.
Okay, c'est vraiment ça le défi. Puis c'est autant être en mesure de vendre en ligne que à mon gym, que donner mes cours en ligne que à mon gym. Donc c'est ça le défi, autant pour moi que les autres gyms, que les autres business en général, comme les boutiques et tout ça. Donc c'est vraiment ça.
Yeah. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we're having a really, really cool conversation about physical health and fitness when it comes to Evans Exame, who has opened up since 2012 a gym by the name of Le Lab Gym. COVID-19 has created a lot of problems, and he's had a few solutions and a few opinions on how to deal with this, and we just spoke about mental health and how it's really affected our community here, but we do have to take a little break because we've been talking for a while, but we're going to come back to you. Please keep it locked to you. And listen, she fell in love with a dope boy. Black diamonds on the neck of that dope boy. Big body beans for that dope boy. Love a tattoo on that dope boy. She sheds tears for that dope boy. Shit, it is what it is for that dope boy. Handle my demands for that dope boy. But the reward is major, so on and so forth. She can tell you about a greyhound. She can show you how to stay down. I can tell you about the breakdown. PS1's all in my bitch, watch face now. Straight cheese for your low esteem. APs for the whole team. As I run away from my obituary. Walking in the shit that'll get you buried. Miami's mine like I'm Pat Riley. Baseline shooter niggas act wisely. Get the picture, niggas getting richer now. Living next to pictures out on Fisher Ave. Down from Oprah, Don King, and Sosa. Come to the Coca, Calle de la Boca. They let shit slide when my niggas won't. Remember, God forgives and them triggers don't. Oh, baby, is this how it goes? Can't feel it, but I know you know. Cause I keep it on the outside, there you go. And I keep it on the outside, there you go. And I'm reaping just what I sow. My heart's beating, but it still stay for low. And you're waiting on the inside for me, girl. And you're waiting on the inside of my love. Bellagio crap table with the dice out. Floor seats at the heat game. A bag 20 grand, nigga, beat game. South Beach making love on the rooftop. Fucking to the rhythm, got her singing like she Jill Scott. I'm just a nigga with an attitude. Earning revenue through different avenues. One of my soldiers died in Attica. Anything other than a rider's out of character. Top down and it feels right. I can tell you what a dope boy feels like. I can tell you that he never sleeps. He may smile, but it's never sweet. Switching burning at his fingertips. Tears on the inside, but they never drip. God forgives and the courts don't. Sticking in the bill when the courts won't. Oh, baby, is this how it goes? Can't feel it, but I know you know. Cause I keep it on the outside, there you go. And I keep it on the outside, there you go. And I'm reaping just what I sow. My heart's beating, but it still stays for low. And you're waiting on the inside for me, girl. And you're waiting on the inside of my love. Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. On the air with us, we have Evans Exame, who is the owner, creator of Le Lab Gym. we've been talking a lot about Evans, and he's a mechanical engineer who had a passion about fitness and health and training and a lot of background in martial arts. And as he grew up and also involvement in the community, he decided he conceptualized this gym in his mind in about the late 90s, 1998, 99. And eventually in 2012, he linked up with a friend who was a building inspector, I believe.
Evaluator.
He evaluates buildings. And within 3 months, they were able to find a location, get people who were specialists in terms of building equipment. And, you know, in 2012, opened their doors in December of 2012.
Yes, exactly.
And 8 years later, we had this wonderful virus that came and kind of threw a monkey wrench into things. And so he had to adapt to the situation after having to unfortunately close the doors for 3 months, adapt to the situation, social distancing, mask wearing in the gym, washing of hands, just like what I believe all of us are used to by now, or you should be, unless you've been living under a rock. But we got to, before the break, we got to talking a little bit about mental health, because there has been an incline in terms of the amount of people that are committing suicide recently. Very recently, in the last 2 months, we lost an entrepreneur and a restaurateur, caterer, Patrice Delis, that went by Patrice Delis. Condolences out to his family and friends. And there are other people that we haven't really spoken of, and mental health is truly, truly important. I do want to say, if things are really difficult for you, please go and see a professional, ask for help. Do not be afraid to ask for help. Someone out there loves you. Someone out there cares for you. And they're more than willing to listen and be there for you for whatever you need. So ask for help. And if someone's asking you, be truthful to them. Let them know what's really going on. Don't just be like, I'm fine. Because it becomes a reflex sometimes. But Evans, I wanted us to talk a little bit about that. Because even before COVID-19, as Black men, we don't talk about mental health. It's not something I find that nowadays, within the past 2 to 3 years, my brothers, when we get together, we're talking about it more. We're talking about what, like, our illnesses that we have, whether it's like a mental health illness or it's something that has to do with brain function, like things that we wouldn't normally talk about. What is your perception of mental health, and how does that tie into what you're doing as a fitness instructor?
Encore une fois, je continue en français, malheureusement. Désolé tout le monde. Donc, c'est très grave. Cet aspect-là de maladie mentale, les gens minimisent cet aspect-là. Et comment je pourrais expliquer? Il y a des gens qui pensent qu'avoir un problème, une maladie mentale, que c'est une faiblesse, que les gens vont les juger, que les gens vont penser qu'ils sont faibles et tout ça. Et c'est pour cette raison que nous, en tant que Noirs, dans nos familles, quand on était jeunes, qu'on est éduqués par nos pères, nos mères, nos oncles, nos tantes, quand tu disais que tu étais fatigué, tu avais une petite dépression, que tu filais pas bien, tout ça, et il te disait seulement reprends-toi, et arrête de faire ça.
Ou fameusement, on disait mets garçon sous.
Oui, c'est exactement ça que j'avais en tête, mets garçon sous. Donc,
which is for our English speakers who don't know Creole, that's basically the Creole equivalent of man up.
Yeah, man up, exactly, man up.
Yeah.
Donc, et à cause de ça, nous, en vieillissant, on a grandi là-dedans. Et nous, quand on a des problèmes mentaux, on a des faiblesses, un breakdown, comme un down, un moment down, on n'en parle pas. Parce qu'on se dit, quand j'étais plus jeune, j'en parlais pas, je passais au travers. Mes parents, quand on pense que quand ils en avaient, eux autres, ils parlaient pas, donc should be okay.
Yeah.
We'll go through.
Yeah.
Puis, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Il se passe comme qu'est-ce qu'on a. On a vu que quelqu'un s'enlève la vie. Par le passé, j'ai d'autres personnes que je connais qui sont parties. J'ai même un ami qui a essayé et on est arrivé à temps. Et lui, il disait qu'il n'y avait pas de problème. Il disait qu'il n'avait pas de problème et tout ça. Et c'est en persistant, c'est en poussant, en voulant savoir plus qu'on a empêché l'inévitable. Donc,
ouais.
S'il vous plaît, les gens, si vous avez un doute, si vous pensez que vous avez un doute, quoi que ce soit, demandez. Okay? C'est le pire qui puisse arriver, c'est que la personne vous dise que vous n'avez pas rapport. Demandez. Mm-hmm. On ne sait jamais. Ça peut être quelque chose, il peut avoir quelque chose, la personne peut être en douleur et elle ne parle pas, donc demandez s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
Et au niveau du dième, c'est ce qu'on préconise, l'équilibre corps-esprit, c'est facile à dire, donc on se dit, dans la vie, il faut avoir un équilibre, ok? Tu travailles, tous les jours tu travailles, tu payes tes bills, tu t'occupes de tes enfants,
mm-hmm.
Tu dors, tu te lèves, tu recommences.
Yeah.
Mais beaucoup de gens, ils font que ça, ils ne pensent pas à eux. Ils ne mm-hmm. pensent pas à eux, ils se négligent personnellement. Et l'entraînement, OK, dans le sens large, sans parler de mon gym en particulier, mais l'entraînement dans le sens large, qu'est-ce que ça permet? Ça permet de te libérer, de penser à toi pendant un petit instant, penser à toi, à ton bien-être, à ta santé.
Yeah.
Et à t'exprimer, à te défouler. Il y a des gens qui utilisent ça même pour se défouler. Donc, ça permet à extérioriser qu'est-ce qu'ils ont à l'intérieur, juste le sortir. Donc, s'entraîner, c'est plus que simplement have big pipes and abs and big butt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's more than that.
Yeah.
C'est comme l'équilibre. L'équilibre, c'est avoir un équilibre, se sentir bien. Puis on sait quand on sent bien, qu'on s'entraîne depuis régulièrement et qu'on commence à retrouver la forme, on se sent bien et on se sent bien, on sent qu'on est bien, on se tient mieux, on marche bien, on se sent bien, on a beaucoup d'énergie.
Yeah.
Donc c'est ce qu'on cherche quand on s'entraîne.
So you would surmise that mental health and physical health can really go well together if people are working on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ils peuvent travailler ensemble et trouver. Si vous travaillez sur l'un, ça va aider l'autre nécessairement.
Yeah. 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 So, while we're gonna transition a little bit to go back to talking about the lab gym. So you guys. Yep. Because I did a little bit of research on your web pages and on your Facebook page, and you guys had to have a GoFundMe that is still running. So tell us a little bit about the GoFundMe.
Okay, ouais, on a un GoFundMe. On l'a lancé après la COVID qu'on a réouvert. On essaie de lever $15,000. C'est pour nous aider à faire face à la COVID. Donc, le pourquoi de tout ça, c'est parce que nous, notre business en tant que tel, ne cadre pas dans les programmes qui sont les programmes d'aide. Donc, la seule chose que ça cadre, je pourrais prendre un prêt, mais présentement, dans la situation où je suis pas en mesure de prendre un prêt pour m'endetter encore plus. Sous ma situation que je suis présentement. Et il n'y a aucune autre sorte d'aide, que ce soit au niveau municipal ou provincial ou fédéral, pour le genre de business que je suis. Donc, c'est pour ça que je demande aux gens de la communauté du fitness, la communauté en général, de nous aider en faisant un petit don, que ce soit des $10, $15, $20,
yeah.
Ce que vous pouvez, c'est apprécié. Ça va nous aider à passer au travers. Donc, on est rendu aujourd'hui à 9 600
Okay.
et notre objectif, c'est 15 000.
Congratulations. And what are some of those funds that are, what do those funds go towards?
What do you mean?
So you're raising the funds for the gym, and like what is it, what are those funds being allocated towards? Is it
Oh, regarde, mon savet, c'est pour le loyer. Mon savet. OK? Because on a été fermé pendant 3 mois. Pendant 3 mois, on a eu un loyer qui a continué à rouler et on n'avait pas d'activité. Quand on a réouvert, on nous a demandé de payer le 3 mois et de payer le 3 mois qui venait de passer. On n'avait pas encore commencé l'activité et on nous a demandé ensuite de payer le mois qui allait commencer. On n'avait pas encore commencé. Et ensuite, on commençait à peine, on nous demandait déjà de payer le prochain mois. Donc, principalement, c'est pour nous aider à passer au travers au niveau du loyer, principalement. Et présentement, les activités ont repris et progressivement, on arrive tranquillement au niveau où est-ce qu'on était là. Normalement, à la fin du mois de septembre, début du mois d'octobre, on devrait revenir dans les mêmes eaux qu'on était auparavant, si tout va bien.
Perfect. So, we're coming to the end of the show. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. I mean, this has been an amazing journey. I feel like I've been through at least 20 of the years, 20 to 25 of your years on this planet. Tell the people where they can find you, how to get at you on social media, and of course, how they'll be able to donate to your GoFundMe as well.
OK, donc pour venir au gym, on est situé au 9800 rue Meilleur. C'est à Hunsick, derrière le marché central. Donc, 9800 rue Meilleur, derrière le marché central, entre Chabanel et Sauvé. C'est un site internet, lelab.com, LELABB.com. On est sur Facebook aussi ou Instagram, Le Lab Gym, one word. Le Lab Gym, LELABBGYM. Donc, dans les deux cas, vous allez nous trouver. Et le GoFundMe, en allant sur le site GoFundMe, vous tapez le lab gym, vous allez nous trouver. Ou sinon, allez sur notre page Facebook, le Lab Gym. Vous allez trouver notre GoFundMe. Vous êtes en mesure de donner au GoFundMe.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Evans, for speaking to us. Wish you all the best with the gym.
Thank you.
And maybe when I gain some confidence, and I'll be able to come through and take a class or two, and see what's up.
You'll be more than welcome.
Bless, bless, bless. So that brings us to the end of another Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please go check out Le Lab Gym on all social media. That's Facebook and Instagram. Check out their GoFundMe. Every little bit helps. They're raising funds in order to ensure that the gym can stay open, and they're going to be paying for rent via this, and of course, ensuring that the community has access to a good physical health and wellness gym that is here in Montreal. That's black owned and black run. So, next Tuesday evening, we're going to have another guest in to speak with us about what they're up to. We're here every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. You know what it is. This is Soul Perspectives. My name is Vin King Dominique Ferguson. Thank you to my guest, Evans Exame, for coming in once again.
Thank
You
you.
have been listening to Soul Perspectives on CKUT 90.3
We
FM.
are gonna make it, win the prize and take it. We are gonna make it, four corner, global. We are strive and a reach for the goal. Them a fight and a spy through them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we are fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scream and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a God up we head. I know just now, we are screaming and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out for bench, we are them rules supreme. Like a them one for clean. Well, imagine, we are trying to move out of the shock. Them are crying and a spy and a try stop with clock. Guess how we walk, we back. Tell them, so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them so we still have life, we no stress. God light shine on wheel, you know what quest. Screw where your man want free, we no press. Bless up who down when we for the rest. Tell them we no block like God and we no this. Only follow we like me, so they my guess. How come we still look clean and they my mess? Eventually they will see who is watching over me. Make we shine like stars above and give love to who show us love. Oh, we're flying high like the morning dove. And our rich look can fit like glove. Still life there. We are strive and our reach will be goal. Them a fight and a spite you, them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we are fine for your slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a god up we dead. I know just now, we are screaming and a cheer for the team. Them a plan up.
CKUT's 2020 funding drive has been postponed indefinitely, but we are still accepting donations to help us sustain the station's operations while we remain closed due to COVID-19. Our wide network of volunteers provides an essential service to many different communities in Montreal, and the isolation of the past few months has highlighted how important independent news, arts and culture, and music programming is for Montreal's underrepresented communities. If you are in a position to give during this time, visit ckut.ca and click on the green donate button to make a...
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Well, you know, Jesus didn't die for us so we could be halfway between two places. He didn't die for us so we could not exactly be a total mess or a failure anymore, but yet never really be victorious either. And a lot of people, I think, get stuck somewhere in the middle. And they've got too much of God to go on, to go back, but not enough of God to go on. And so it's very important to me that I do whatever part I can do with the calling on my life to help people be all that
I'm trying to sell myself, and I will do it by myself. I don't trust a soul, and I don't need no fucking help. I'm paranoid that everybody's out to try and get me. I'm looking over shoulders as I'm passing through the deli. Maybe it's my skin, or maybe it's the way I dress. I'm tearing up my limbs, and I won't make it to the next. I'm walking down the street, and I'm anticipating death. All because the motherfucker looked at me, I said, I go into the void. Known as who's passing the strangers. So scared they're acting invasive. Oh dear, they're snatching my face up. Yeah, yeah, I'm happy I made it right under the haste. Hang on my waist as I'm planning to escape. Gradually feed him an ass on the pavement. Panic the greatest the bottom of my face. I'm having a little bit trouble. I saw a man who was sinister and he was bleeding. I thought he was serious, maybe he wasn't. Thought he could kill me, the blade in the stomach. The void is a place of the torment. A moment in some of my spirits from where I belong. Is darkness of death, corners of corners. Don't say I didn't want you, just say I didn't want you.
I go into the void. I into the void. I go into the void. Fuck. I go into the void. Fuck. I go into the void. Fuck. I go into the void.
Născută România, ce să-i faci? Născută România, cu iPhone și cozonaci. Născută România, ce dulce ironia. Ne-am născut în România, bogați săraci. Oh! acasă, chem toți prietenii la masă și desfac cel mai bun vin și de viață.
ochii la mine sau vrei să pleci, atunci ce te reține? Că dragostea pleacă și nu mai revine, și atunci nu mai poți să dai vina pe mine. Zi-mi unde uiți ochii la mine și jocul privirilor azi nu te ține. Ai ochii în lacrimi, ai scris tot pe pagine, rup, le-am lipit și am ajuns la margine. Completam jumate, jumate și acum plecăm fiecare într-o parte. Urmează suspine, regrete, amintiri, poze pe perete din doi. Nici unul nu poate să mai ierte orgoliu prea mare. Să-l iei cu un burete, te ia și te face să uiți ce e bine. Unde uiți ochii la mine? Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja, da. Când sunt cu tine, hai ochii la mine și-o să-ți amintească tot privirea mea, da. Dacă te ține, hai ochii la mine. Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja.
Tu vă stai chill. Poate că încep să mă schimb, sau poate că-mi trebuie timp. Prefer să zic dinainte ce simt, nu vreau să ajung să te mint. Începe cu o luptă și pe urmă război, până unul din noi e cu un pas înapoi. Apoi amândoi suntem plini de noroi. Uite ce faci din noi, un haos perfect. Și tot încerc să înțeleg, oricât te evit, ochii nu mint.
Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja, da. Când sunt cu tine, hai ochii la mine și-o să-ți amintească tot privirea mea, da. Dacă te ține, hai ochii la mine.
Ai fost vreodată dincolo, ori împlânând să vezi cum e, să înțelegi de ce nu vreau să mai trăiesc așa. Și ai simțit vreodată cum e să te zbați și să te rup de tot, să n-ai niciun loc și credere deloc.
desfășoare cu tine, domnișoare. Lumea mă trage de mânecă ea, că ce e cu mine când mă repar. Dar e normal, eu nu te-am întâlnit să înțeleagă ce m-a lovit. Aproape firesc, aproape bizar, aproape cu minte, aproape vulgar. Eu semăn cu tine și-ți mărturisesc, convins. Aoleu, ce bine îmi stă lângă tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Aoleu, ce tare e această întâmplare, ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Aoleu, ce-mi place viața cum le-ntoarce, și din singuratic acum sunt mai simpatic. Aoleu, ce bine mă simt când sunt cu tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Suntem doi sălbatici când stăm separați, suntem incredibili împerecheați. Noi suntem motivul pentru care pământul s-a tot învârtit să ne vină rândul. Aproape haotic, aproape concret, aproape isteric, aproape încet. Eu sunt fără tine și-ți mărturisesc, învins. Aoleu, ce bine îmi stă lângă tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Aoleu, ce tare e această întâmplare, ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Aoleu, ce-mi place viața cum le-ntoarce, și din singuratic acum sunt mai simpatic. Aoleu, ce bine mă simt când sunt cu tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Fă-te că nu vezi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi, ce bine. Fă-te că n-auzi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi, ce bine. Fă-te că nu vezi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi. Această întâmplare, ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Aoleu, ce-mi place viața cum le-ntoarce, și din singuratic acum sunt mai simpatic. Aoleu, ce bine mă simt când sunt cu tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă.
Două inimi pe tavă, vise rulate la unison. Mergem pe același BPM și destinație n-avem noi amândoi. Mână-n mână pe stradă, am prins roșu la semafor. Dar nu ne trebuie motive să ne privim încă de 1000 de ori. Stai pe loc, stai pe loc, unde fuge de să-mi dai un foc. Și fum după fum o luăm de la grabă, unde ne facem scrum. Să vorbim despre tot. Avem orașul la picioare, sus pe bloc. Stăm în pijamale. Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi, să știu de la sentiment așa cum facem noi. Cine e ca noi? Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi. Timpul s-a oprit. Noi nu prea suntem din film, dar nici nu se simtă ce simțim noi. Cei la tine în mansardă, noi deja ne-am obișnuit. Suntem mutați în așternuturi, ei numai
scrisă fără rimă și un pic indecentă. Tu ai fi, iar eu te-aș tot iubi.
Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi, să știu te-a la sentiment așa cum facem noi.
Așa cum facem noi.
Cine e ca noi
doi?
Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi. Where the faces have no name, I feel like I'm home. There's a beach in Miami when the sun is gone. You dance in the sand and you're not alone. There's no faces and no name, I feel like I'm home.
gebar, cu privirea aruncată într-un pahar. Avea inima tristată, dar dintr-o dată se uită peste umăr și vede o fată. Totul s-a schimbat, s-au îndrăgostit pe loc, împreună au trecut peste fiecare hop. Încă o simte sub piele prin top spori, dar uite unde se ajunge când ar voli. Ea se întreabă cum de s-a schimbat, el îi spune că nu-i vinovat. Ea nu uită și strigă de ce, de ce, de ce m-ai lăsat. Sigur aici cu amintirile noastre, aproape păcat. Și casa ta, și acum ce tare mă apasă liniștea.
De parcă a fost
încă am posat cu noi, în dormitor. Mă uit la ea de câte ori mi se face dor. Și-am încercat să uit de noi, dar nu-i ușor.
De parcă a fost
singur aici cu amintirile noastre.
Am pierdut tot când am plecat, nici soarele nu-i pe cer. Și n-am să mă mai trezesc ca să-ți pot zâmbi. Te pup, papa.
Seara o facem la iar, și că până dimineață toată lumea e sus pe par. Unii au luat un pic cam slow motion, grav, și o chestiune de minute până toți ceilalți cad prof. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog, fă-mi pe plac ca o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine scând o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pe linter dacă vezi că încep să cânt fal.
À l'ensemble de la nation québécoise. Nous devons agir avec force pour freiner la pandémie. Seuls les services essentiels demeurent offerts. Les rassemblements sont interdits. Il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Respectons le confinement et le couvre-feu pour éviter d'être infectés par le virus de la COVID-19. Pour protéger les travailleurs de la santé, nos proches et nos aînés. Car l'important, c'est la santé. Pour plus d'informations, visitez québec.ca/confinement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel The Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont-Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, and in honor of Black History Month, here is Nina Simone playing Backlash Blues live at Montreux in 1976.